It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, on the show where you can find help and hope. And as always, don't give me that hope face. As always, is my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny. Good to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
What's happening?
Well, Burt Reynolds, my boyfriend, died.
Oh, that's so sad.
But then I figured John McCain, Aretha Franklin, and the last... come in threes. We're done.
We're done for a while.
Yes.
And what else is going on? Anything? A lot of rain lately, huh?
Yes.
It's been a good thing.
I like it. It keeps it cool.
And it's good
and
for my
grass grows.
It makes me happy. Well, we also have the most awesome producer, Mr. Peter Blake, with us today.
How you doing? What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
One day away from football season beginning with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
Of course, the NFL season officially started the other night with the Eagles. We've got college football on today. If you want to talk about it, you should. It's the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the TAN Talk Sports Network. It's the sports web. We call it the evolution of sports talk radio. We give your own walk of music. We let you call in twice so we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. I'm your host, Peter Blake. Giving you something to think about.
He always gives me something to think about, that guy.
Just a little bit disappointed today that my camera, my stuff is not working out. So,
but we're doing good.
I know you are.
Thanks.
All right, no problem.
And we have our good friends today with us on the show. Christine Payne, how are you today?
Christine M. Payne.
Great to be here again. Thank you so much.
We're going to talk about some essential oils and stuff. And we have our friend Ron Reagan with us.
Well, hello.
How are you today?
I couldn't be better.
And we're going to talk about Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye, yes.
I was in that show in high school.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And Margaret, wasn't she in it?
And Margaret,
she was.
That's a part I would play.
Yeah.
It was all good. And we want to say a shout out to our new listeners. We have Annette in Largo.
Oh, hello, Annette.
We have Makey in Indonesia.
Oh, Makey.
And we have Denise in Clearwater Beach. So thanks so much for tuning in. It means a lot to us, and we're happy that you're sharing the show and let other people know about it. Our listeners are going up every week, and we get great emails saying that you're learning stuff from the show and you're finding out good resources, and that makes us really happy.
Yes, it does.
That's what we're here to do. So, Christine,
hey.
let's talk about essential oils.
Isn't this great?
Because we got to get that information out there for them to understand.
First of all, what did you give us today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so let's go there. You know, oftentimes what we find is that people have different episodic moments, which maybe relate to a feeling that they've had or a physical symptom. So when I came in, right, you girls were interested in finding an upper.
We wanted to be peppy.
So is that the good word?
Yeah.
The
upper's good.
Yeah, upper, peppy. So what we did was we shared, actually for both of you, we did a little bit of different. We combined. So we combined a little bit of citrus bliss.
Oh, I love that smell.
Isn't that
too.
Word? Is mm-hmm. that a great, great blend? And bergamot. Bergamot.
Oh.
So, you know, whenever we try and help the lifting, we try and look for something maybe more citrusy. Right? Because that's the chemistry that actually helps us emotionally.
That's why I'm a happy person.
Do you feel happy?
The lime in my vodka.
And you love it. Yeah. And you love citrus stuff, though.
I do.
Which is always a great one. Great oils to choose from. But, you know, we've been getting a lot of good testimonies. And I think that one of the ones that I really wanted to share with a lot of the caregivers today was a very special oil called copaiba.
Okay. Never heard of that one.
I know, right?
Where's that from?
Well, it's actually from Brazil. But you want to do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
You want to smell it? I want to ask. Well, you know what? Maybe what I'll do is I'll tell you about the testimony first.
Yeah. I like it, but it reminds me of something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, we're here, Ron. Have a snort. Okay. I'm just kidding. Did I just say that on radio?
Yes, you did.
Oh no. Okay, but people know what that really means.
This is oil.
But this. Yes. And it's a very good one. Anyway, I wanted to share a testimony around this oil because the other day I was at a class and I had he was a 60-year-old male. He was caregiver. I'm going to just read some of my notes.
Yeah, go
prior
ahead.
Military, type A personality, okay? He had some anxiety issues and mostly from previous life experiences, obviously maybe military related and maybe home related too, because he shared that he had taken care of his mother. He had raised 3 kids. He had become very aware of how his body reacted to certain situations. So he was kind of looking for some ways that he could address some of the times that he started feeling these feelings. Mm-hmm. Because it started, for him, it would maybe look like having even a panic attack at times.
Okay.
So he came to one of our essential oil classes looking for some solutions for, you know, these particular anxiety issues. And after the class, we had discussed one of our oils called Copaiba. Now, of course, every time I do a wellness consultation or an Itovi scan, we're able to find out typically which oils resonate to that particular individual on that energetic basis. So these ones came up for him, Copaiba and frankincense. So we, over
Explain
the course
to people
of the,
how that yeah. came up for him, though, what that
sure.
process is.
So the process that we use is through really just bioimpedance. And what that does is its ability to measure frequencies that it relates to your body against each of the oils. And we're going to do that maybe on the show live,
sure.
right? Why don't we do that? Okay. And so as a result, some of these oils came up for emotional health. And what he did was he shared with us that every day he would put a drop of the Copaiba and the drop of the frankincense under his tongue. Now, again, let's you know, make sure our listeners are aware that there are only certain oils on the market that you can do internally.
Exactly.
Okay. And but the reason why he was doing this was basically because he wanted that full body spectrum of effects. And so he utilized that for the next few weeks, and he reported back that these were now part of his
daily
tool
routine.
Chest. Yeah. Because now whenever he had those initial feelings, you know, walking into surroundings, maybe those areas where, you know, he would have to be aware of even where the door was in an area, that he could use these on a day-to-day basis. And now, you know, as it matches and balances out, he was able to say, you know what? Ooh, I actually have a solution, which is not, you know, pharmaceutical or chemical. And I think that that really does speak to a lot of people when it comes to having resources or solutions that are at your fingertips that are not so costly and that don't have those side effects.
Right.
And the ones that you can ingest, does it say it on the bottle?
It sure does. And so
I can see it.
And again, exactly, that we want to help people. We want to educate people as to the proper use.
Exactly.
Of essential oils. And that's why the classes are really key. And
you don't know what you don't know.
Right? I was floored out is that it was a male sharing. Because women, we can share our emotions all day long. It's really harder for a man to come into something like
I'm
that.
Feeling anxiety
and this is how I'm feeling, and this is what I'm going through. And yet, I had a group of probably 5 gentlemen in that group that day. So they felt
it was okay.
More empowered,
right? To even share, and they came up to me afterwards, and it was quite a great moment where one of the other gentlemen came up to me, and he said, you know, after that man shared, I would like to try that myself. my gosh.
That's great.
Right?
So it's anyway. All good
but
stuff.
You're right, men are afraid to address it and go.
Well, and they're caregivers too. And there are plenty of...
Well, and I think it's a little more difficult for a man to be a caregiver because it's usually the females that are the caregivers. But yep. just in the support group this morning, there are two gentlemen there taking care of their wives. I've never seen such touching, loving men and what they're going through, but you could just see that they were off the wall. Yeah. And I was so glad that they came and they got to share and they got to talk because you could just see a little bit of that... You know, I'm not the only one. I'm not making this decision by myself.
I think that's part of the nature of how our society, right, has kind of grown up to shield and to protect and to just kind of cover up sometimes what we're really feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, the sisterhood is a little different, and we have girlfriends to share that with. But this is why I felt that this was so. Amazing for a man.
Well, you know, when you talk about solutions too, because a lot of the medications we take, all it does is mask
the symptoms.
The symptoms. Right. It doesn't make them go away. It doesn't make you any better. And then you stop taking it, and everything's right back. So I'd rather look for a natural solution that I can use every day on a regular basis, that I don't have to worry about something building up in my body. You know, or any
or
kind of that residual
the adverse
stuff.
Reactions,
yeah.
Right? And I think that that's where sometimes as we go forward, as we start teaching better usage of essential oils and the quality and the purity, potency, we also want to discuss concentration levels and how you want, which modality you want to use that with. Because again, most people have had an experience where it's just an aromatic experience, which is a great experience on a therapeutic level, I'm talking.
Right.
Right? So where this gentleman used it internally, he used it because of the full body spectrum ability that these two oils have and in the chemistry that they have, and being able to see that not only does it do one thing to help with maybe those areas,
right.
but maybe you and I might use them differently. We might use them for a completely different reason. Actually, I use Cobiaba for a completely different reason because it does have properties that are more full body spectrum, so they address different areas for each of us differently.
Okay.
So,
well, I tell
I
you,
like
this,
that about
this
them.
Week, it seems I'm getting a lot of questions from caregivers about sleep. Let's address that because
absolutely.
It's very important for caregivers to get rest.
Well, you had mentioned previously, though, that you got to know the root cause.
Right.
So what is causing the
Well, I think for
person.
The caregivers, because they're just freaking out about the person they're taking care of.
Okay.
And they don't get a good sleep because they have that one ear always open if that loved one gets up or if they fall out of bed or if they have... And many times, they don't even move. They sleep the whole night, but they're still under that anxiety of what if.
Right.
What if?
And I think that that's where we can all say that different sleep habits and or different reasons for causes of not being able to sleep. Like you just said, some people can't turn it off at night. So, number one, they can't even fall asleep.
Right.
So that's one type of person. Next type of person is a person who can fall asleep finally. Then they wake up in the middle of the night. They can't get back to sleep.
Right.
Right? Then again, there's a caregiver who perhaps is just, maybe there's a reason why they keep because of their own physical health.
Right. Right.
Okay. So when we nail down some of the different types of sleep interruptions and or sleep habits, part of what we do, again, is do that little bit of a wellness consult with them. We try and get a little bit of background on that. We try and find out for everybody. Like, again, we can find any oil.
Well, you probably
want to
know, too, like what their eating habits are,
sure,
and what
do,
their
right?
exercise habits are, to take that whole thing into the whole picture.
The picture, right? I mean, there are some, obviously, there are some oils that we now know of that are incredible for people's emotional well-being right before they go to sleep, and how do they use it in that manner, and or how is it coming into them in that aromatic or topical or internal
What if I
level?
Wanted to put something in my diffuser before I go
yeah,
to
that's
bed?
That's a great question. A lot of people don't even know what that diffuser does, so let's just actually quickly talk about diffusing essential oils. So many ways that you can use in that respect is being able to bring the essential oil into the atmosphere, into the environment, and as we sleep, we are breathing it in. Now, again, careful. We don't want to be breathing in any essential oil that's been adulterated or chemical-based, all right, because it's still coming into our lungs. So diffusing through a very small amount of water, if at all, and or ways that there's different diffusers out there, we want to use the ones that have the very microscopic diffusing mechanisms. It's a technology.
Oh, okay. Where I wouldn't even know that.
Yeah, where we are able to provide a whole
area,
you know, square footage, and not just while we sleep, but for everybody else who's in that room too. So diffusing essential oils is such a, like, one of the first ways that a lot of people do. And so I would use many ones that could combine that lavender, that linalool, that particular type of
soothing,
calming, you know, just getting my body to that place of, okay, breathing in and having that feeling, right? That feeling of, okay, my mind is starting to downshift, right?
Yes.
Well, because I think sometimes caregivers are so stressed, they're not even breathing.
Yes.
Well, they're not even breathing properly, and you know how stressful that can be, and they're not hydrating, and that's a whole part of, you know, the whole thing too.
Yeah. No, and it's, you know, I really feel like sometimes as we go forward with some of these, I find that some of these the people that come to us on a regular basis are people who really do have, you know, really significant concerns, and part of their concerns is the worry for their loved ones.
Worry
and
is
so
huge.
Worry is such a huge emotion for these people to be able to.
Do you do YouTube videos?
Well, you know,
you
I don't personally, but I mean, that's interesting.
You know, just educate them about the different oils.
Just the different, yes, absolutely. Now, we do have, you know, some different, you know, experiences around different oils that are very specific to people's sleep habits, people that are, you know, looking at different nutritional you know, ideas for their health. Uh-huh. And so, you know, oftentimes, again, it's not just a one-off, like, time. It's not like I'm going to give you one oil. It's going to work for you that very night, and never again do you have to use
it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Really, yeah.
So we do have to make sure of, again, how are we using them, but also in a manner that we can use them consistently to make sure that that chemistry is getting into our system, and then kind of going from there to that next step of helping itself along the way. I'm just going to... I know that there was important person that was
While you're
share.
Checking that, let's talk to Ron for a minute. Hi, Ron.
Well, hi, Linda.
Tell us a little bit about the new production that's coming up.
Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie.
It's a musical.
Yeah, really.
It's based on part of Elvis Presley's life when he was drafted in the Army in 1957. I remember it. And there was about 20 million girls in America who were sad to see him going away. That's what it's about.
I didn't know that's what it was about.
Yeah. It's actually more about the girl than it is.
He's always too young for Elvis.
So tell us about the production. Tell us about the company.
The company, Theater Excepcional, is a professional theater company. A lot of people don't realize that. Everybody gets paid. And we have crew. We have set crew. We have set designers. We have lights. We have sound. And... It's a professional organization.
Okay.
Some of our actors have a disability.
Okay.
And the disability could be Downs. It could be autism. We actually have a blind actor in this production.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Cool. And are they in some kind of group that, or are they just part of the theater community? Is that what it is?
Thank you. The Theater Exceptional actually has a school. We teach people how to act and work with people on their acting skills. And the way it sort of works is you go to class for like 8 weeks.
Okay.
And then we have an audition for the show because we do two big shows a year. And then there's the audition. People get into the show. Almost everybody makes it.
Something,
And then there's 3 months of rehearsals for a show.
That's a lot.
You took like acting lessons in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, years ago, I did some acting in New York and took some classes and stuff. It was fun. Did some public service commercials, and
that was nice.
It was all good.
Oh, yeah.
So where's the show this year? What dates is it? How can people get tickets?
Well, the show opens on the 13th of this month, September 13th. It runs for 4 days from Thursday through Sunday. We have a Sunday matinee. And it's at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, which used to be known as the Largo Cultural Center. It's
yes.
The same place.
Why did they change that?
I think because people were getting confused between the Largo Cultural Center and the Largo Community Center. That's what I think.
Maybe.
But that's only my guess. And you can get tickets online at, excuse my Boston accent, largoarts.com, LARGOARTS.com. Or you could call them at the box office at 727-587-6793.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's great.
I love a musical. I always love a musical.
Oh,
I was so
too.
Lucky. I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I got to see Hello, Dolly! With Bette Midler.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
It was just so wonderful.
And we saw Mamma Mia Part 2.
Oh, yeah. We went to the movies to see Mamma Mia.
Yeah,
that
I've
was
never
a
seen
fun
that
too.
Yet.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's really good. And Cher was in it. Cher was on Ellen yesterday. I like her.
Yeah.
72 years old.
God bless her. God bless her. All right, but now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know we have the greatest partners in the world, and if we don't hear from the partners, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation. At no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship programs. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national and international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's ChristineMPayne.com. To start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network.
Yes, caregivers, please remember you need to take care of yourself or you can't take care of anybody else. I just got a message this morning. Someone was asking me about a support group. I do a support group the second Saturday of every month at Arden Courts and Seminole at 9:30. Please join us. It's a wonderful thing to know that you're not alone and to be with other people that have ideas. And I do a whole bunch of other support groups too. So just go to Linda's Caregiver Connections and you can look on the calendar and it'll tell you where I am.
And they're all free?
All free. Mm. All free. Caregivers don't pay anything for support.
Can't beat that price.
Peter, did you say we have somebody on the line?
We do.
Okay, bring him on in. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, this is Scarlett Strasco from Sarasota, and I was just listening to your radio show, and I just wanted to share about an essential oil that I use to help me feel really grounded and
sure.
more balanced and just get my day off, you know, to the right start.
So which oil is that?
So the oil that I use, it's called Balance. And it's basically a combination of spruce, whole wood. It has some frankincense and blue tansy and blue chamomile flower and also osmanthus.
Mm-hmm.
And just the combination of those oils, it's like the first oil that I put on in the mornings when I wake up. So I have it next to my bed and I put it under the soles of my feet. And then I lay in bed still for 5 minutes and I do some diaphragmatic breathing. And it's just, it just sets you off on the right foot when you get up. You know, you don't feel so overwhelmed just looking at your day and all the tasks ahead. You know, you just feel
well, and plus
so much
you, plus
more.
You gave yourself that 5 minutes to just relax,
yes.
to start your day out
yes.
the right way, not jumping out of the bed and doing something immediately.
Exactly, exactly. I work, I'm also an aromatherapist, so I work with caregivers and just...
What did you say you were? I didn't hear you.
Aromatherapist. I said I'm an aromatherapist.
Okay.
And I work with caregivers and just creating that, actually I say 15 minutes in the morning that you just dedicate to yourself to help yourself feel more grounded. It makes such a huge difference in how you're able to go through the day.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think how you start your day out, it sets the tone for your day. As my listeners know, when I get up in the morning, I walk my dog and I go out on the dock, say some prayers, and then I take my Good Morning Seminole picture. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful way to start the day. And it gives me that,
exactly.
that hopeful feeling and hope for the day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I always say, you know, if you can take the 5 minutes of the breathing and then get up and either do some meditation or some yoga poses, or like you, go for a walk or go for a bike ride, and just try and be in the moment and try to breathe and to see what's around you and not fill your first 15 minutes making your list for the day, you know, all the things that are going to come up.
Right.
Just really taking that time for yourself. And if you do that every day, I think the biggest change we can affect in life when we create a daily habit, and when we do that every day, you really see over time how your emotional state's going to change and how you feel so much stronger.
Well, and I think maybe for caregivers, wouldn't it be a good idea to maybe do some kind of routine at night, too, before they go to sleep?
Yeah, definitely before they go to sleep to help something to have really restful sleep. Something that I suggest is a lavender or serenity together with vetiver, because it really helps to calm down the brain. So you're not like, you know, thinking before we fall asleep and have an unrestful sleep because we have so much on our mind.
Right.
But letting our minds really come to rest and then being able to get up in the morning and feel more rested and feel refreshed and feel ready for the next day.
Perfect. Because I think with our life, we're always so busy that we really have to learn how to rest.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it is so true.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Scarlett. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll meet someday.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Thanks. Have a delicious day. Thanks. Yeah, so there's just another... That's great. That's a great example of something, and we're still talking about... So she's talking about blends.
Yeah.
So do people buy essential oils blended already, or do they do it themselves?
You know, and probably as an aromatherapist, she probably does her own blending, right?
Yeah.
However, with companies like doTERRA who provide those actual blends so that you don't have to do that, that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
I don't have to guess.
Totally easy.
Right? Oh, right.
I'm not going to guess about which ones.
Right.
And so if it's already done for me, hey, I'm all for that. And you know what? That's for anybody. I mean... The last thing we want to do is think about,
we don't want to make it
which
work.
Blends do I have to figure out,
right?
I mean, again, we're trying to make this easier and a lot more efficient.
And I just want to repeat once again, watch what kind of oils you use, because there are essential oils in the dollar store. And it may be okay if you want to just use that to put on a cotton ball and smell it or something, but I wouldn't be putting that on my skin. I definitely wouldn't be ingesting it.
I don't
think I would put it in a diffuser.
So why buy it?
Make sure you read your labels.
Right. Absolutely.
A sale isn't a sale when it's useless.
Right.
There
Who told you that?
That's a good, that was
your
a good
mother?
Tip.
No, my mother was the opposite. If it was on sale, she went running, and we were on the beach one day, and my mother, sale. It was condos for sale. I said, so you're moving. But anything that said sale. But you get tired. You buy a bunch of crap, and it's
useless.
And it just sits
there. Yeah.
You only buy on sale if it's something you like.
But I really think you need to be careful about reading your labels, because people may think they're doing something really wonderful for themselves, and they're really not doing something wonderful. They're doing something that's harmful.
How do you spell doTERRA?
So doTERRA.
Okay.
I want to go back to that for one real quick minute, because that's a really important thing about reading labels, because, you know, that came about a number of years ago, you know, about the food industry. And again, whatever you're putting in your body, it's here. The control is here, obviously. But a lot of times, the media or what we read on the internet or even what we Google. Sometimes it just goes overboard, or there's so much stuff on there that it convinces us as people who really don't know a lot about oil, essential oils, for instance, to, you know, scare us. So we don't want to scare people because they're, but we do want to caution people. Right. So it's just this whole
understanding. You want to educate people is what you really want to do.
And I can't, I mean, that's just some of the basic stuff for anything. Like, if you're going to go on a diet, you know what? Research it. Make sure that it's good for you.
Right.
Right? And that it's not
going to cause. And for you individually, because it might be good for your girlfriend. Correct. Doesn't mean it's good for you.
And so, again, it's everything to do with we are a society now who likes to read labels, who didn't like to do that before, right? But we're also a society who is becoming more educated. We can help each other learn these things because your experience might even help me.
Right.
Right? And your experience, the on sale one, that makes me laugh because I couldn't afford not to buy it because it was on sale.
Yeah, right.
It was It was like those were those moments of like, am I really doing this? Like, what do I need this
for?
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
So if anybody wants to get doTERRA essential oils through you, where do they go?
So if you want to jump over to my website, ChristineMPayne.com. You can contact me there, or you can call me direct at 941-387-6800.
And is there information on your website where they can go to classes, or can somebody contact you about setting up a class or something like that?
You can do both. So I've got a calendar, a public calendar on my website, as well as a contact form where they can contact
me. You know, even if there's just a couple of people together, you know, and you just want to get together and you want to get some education and get some more information, so they can call you up and work with you. And
well, and we also do community events, right? And so, you know, we like to bring the community on board in different places, even in theaters and places that where we can meet people. I don't want to just, you know, say that this is... Most of the people that we do meet publicly have actually come to a public class. And that's their first start point because that's where they feel most comfortable.
Right.
Right? They just go, okay, I'm just going to go. I'm going to tap my, you know, tip my toe in the water, and then just and see what it's all about. From there, it'll maybe give me a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of curiosity, a little bit of, for some people, empowerment that I actually have another choice. I think that's
that I have
a big
another choice.
Thing. I've got another choice. I think that if people knew that they really do have choice every time they go to that either medicine cabinet or every time they go to pick up a piece of food, you know, they have that choice, what it is. And then we give that.
Also, as Scarlett was saying when she called in, and you've mentioned this before about people putting in essential oils on their feet. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. So real quickly, different places, I mean, you can, in different areas of your body, you can apply essential oils. You just want to avoid in the eye, you know, up your nose or in your eardrum kind of thing. But the bottom of the feet, topically, is the best place to apply an essential oil. For that reason, it's the fastest delivery into the body. So it can actually go into the body within about 20 to 30 seconds and
hit
every cell in about 30 minutes, depending on your
metabolism. And I think a lot of people don't know that. I know when I was a kid, when we were sick, my mother put Vicks VapoRub on our feet.
Right?
Not my mother, right on the chest.
Or on the chest.
We got on the chest, too, but we got it on the feet, too. Yeah. And
Can I just ask you, the citrus one, is it, you have an orange one that's separate?
We do.
That's the one that you gave me.
So this morning what we did was we gave you the blend. So the Citrus Bliss contained some of the citrus oils, many of the different citrus oils.
I see.
Right? So pulling
but
them all
together.
But didn't
you give us the orange one last time?
Yeah.
And then the other
you
time.
Gave
you gave us
the orange.
I did,
time,
as
right.
a gift.
And what do you say that's for, orange?
So remember, we're talking about uplifting, but we're also looking at ways that we can also clean and detox the body. So on an internal level, we can absolutely do that and support those areas of cleaning our systems out. In an aromatic or an emotional level, that we would like to do that happy uplifting feeling.
You liked it, right?
Yeah.
I was afraid to use it because I can't read.
Oh.
Okay, I can put any glasses on. Perfect. I still can't read, so I don't know, you know, if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, so the card that I gave you had all of the directions on it, so I've got to make sure that we do that correct. See? Bad on me.
No, it's not that. It's that I have cataracts and I can't see.
She's gonna have her surgery and then she'll be good to go.
Then I'll be reading your labels.
You're just gonna be reading those labels. Well, you'll be our famous label reader.
Yes.
But yeah, absolutely. As far as being able to use individual oils and or the blend, the wild orange is in that Citrus Bliss blend that I gave you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I love that smell.
Another listener asked a question about what about essential oils for children?
Nice. Yes. And again, as we are becoming more careful about the use and proper use of essential oils, there are also those oils that are very helpful for children. Now, the essential oils that we use from doTERRA, of course, we can use practically all of them. We don't want to use all of them on them because there are some that are just not necessary for a child.
But how many are there?
Of essential oils out there? There's hundreds of essential oils.
Yeah. And doTERRA carries them all?
Yeah, not all of them, because there are only certain ones that are of therapeutic value that doTERRA wants to bring us
Terms
of that, that popularity for what they do. So, again, I think that just, this is so funny today. I'm being a little challenged myself, right? And so I really feel like sometimes, you know, we're given these moments that we have in expectation.
Uh-huh.
And then when they don't follow through sometimes,
we get
What do you feel? Like sometimes as off a caregiver, balance. Right, we have these expectations. And then what happens is that we bring that all in an emotional level, and then it just can blow up at any time. Now, we have these oils that can actually bring those moments down. And I think I need to smell a little bit of balance right now.
I think you need to do that because we need to hear from our partners.
Okay, let's do that.
While you're doing that, we'll hear from our partners. Don't go away, my friends. We'll be right back.
Do we get you for Clem?
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means, guys. When you hear the horns, it's time to get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On October 6th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., is St. Pete Health Fest. There will be speakers, kids zone, food demos, yoga classes, and live music and vendors. It is a free event. For more information, go to www.stpetehealthfest.com. And then on October 13th at Pointer Park?
Pointer Park.
It's Pointer Park?
Yep.
In St. Petersburg is the 2018 Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Walk this way.
You can start a team, join a team, or donate by going to www.act.alz.org.
Yeah, my donations this week are up to $175.
Wow, I haven't joined yet. I have to do it this week. What's the name of our team, the mission team? Is it GFWC?
GFWC and ALZ mission team. Whatever.
Okay. And I don't know why this got the September, what's coming up after the October
event. Doesn't
matter. But on September 13th, 14th, and 15th at 7:30 p.m. and on September 16th at 2 p.m., Theater Exceptionnel, performance art for and about and including adults with disabilities, is presenting Bye Bye Birdie at the Central Park Performing Arts Center in Largo. Please call for tickets at 727-587-6793. That's 727-587-6793.
Yeah, come out and have some fun.
Awesome.
And now here's Linda's favorite. The Kiwanis Breakfast Club of Seminole.
Kiwanis.
And the City of Seminole are again hosting the Field of Honor for our veterans. The flags will be placed on the front lawns of the Seminole City Hall and the adjacent post office from November 1st to December 1st. Each flag will have a customized streamer. The streamer cost is $35, and to sponsor a flag, go to www.KiwanisSeminoleBreakfast.com.
I'm really getting excited about those flags. I'm telling you.
I got mine ordered.
What is in this year? Yeah, who did I speak to yesterday? Oh, Tammy Taylor is doing it for her husband, and we expect to have 300 flags this year, which is really great. I want to tell you about one more thing. There's a Fearless Caregiver Conference in Tampa.
Will you
on
be there?
October 23rd. No, I won't be able to be there, unfortunately. I'm going to be part of it next year. But you can go there. Caregivers will learn how to choose a home care agency, what financial options are available, how to evaluate types of facilities, how to select insurance, all sorts of good stuff. So if you're interested, it will be on my website, or you can just Google it. It's from caregiver.com, the website, caregiver.com. And they have these every year all over the United States. They're going to be in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. So there's all different ones. So please look into that. Just go to caregiver.com and find out about it. And I think Gary's going to call in next week and tell us a little bit more about it, too.
Perfect.
So, Ron, one more time, tell people where they can get tickets for the show and the dates, please.
Okay, so Theater Exceptionnel is the producer of Bye Bye Birdie, and it's going to be at the Central Park Performing Arts Center.
Park.
Did I say park?
Park.
Central Park Performing Arts Center. And it opens Thursday, September 13th. The first show is at 7:30 p.m., and it runs for the weekend. We'll be ending with a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m.
How much are the tickets?
They're $20.
So that's not bad at all.
It's not bad. There is a service fee on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, through a vendor.
But just to know that, just so that, you know, people know.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it is a professional theater company.
Yeah.
And one thing I forgot to mention is we have a live band. We're going to have a 5 or 6-piece band.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a real it's professional job.
That'll be fun.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Christine, what do you want to tell us to wrap up today?
Let's wrap it up. So, you know, there's so many ways and people that have, like, what we want to do is we want to share the education, share the
So they need to
hope,
come to a class,
right?
First.
And so that's the best way to do that. And plus, here's the other good thing about our classes. We even feed them.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I'm going glasses, Lenny.
Free food?
Oh, yeah, right?
Free food, we're Ron's there.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? So often
Ron used to say he was on the Better Living for Seniors eating plan or something.
I love it.
Dine around plan. It is very funny.
So,
yeah.
Well, that's there's ways that we can even help the caregivers infuse their food so that at least they're getting it into their bodies. So so we like to show.
So and if I have a bunch of if there's a bunch of caregivers out there and you want to get together, call me and I'll get Christine and we'll do our own class for caregivers.
That's right.
And
Let's
do some
that.
Education. So I know
and
it's tough sometimes. We'll come to you. We'll do whatever we need to do because it's all good stuff. Anything else?
Let's see. Well, I think that for anybody who's going even through different grieving moments, that, again, we have help. And I just want to, say thank you so much for doing what you do. Because without it, there's so many people out there who are looking for, and they just don't know yet that you're here. So
thank you.
I appreciate it.
So all you guys go out there, go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver for our contest.
Ooh.
Everybody loves a contest, and it doesn't cost you any money. It takes you 5 minutes. So go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. And what the caregiver will win is 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Assisting Hands Home Care, or Maria's Adult Daycare. I mean, that's a valuable gift right there.
Yeah.
You get a massage, a facial, a haircut, a dinner, whatever other swag we have that's around. And every single person that enters the contest gets something because you're all winners to us. I really appreciate what you do, caregivers. I know it's not a very rewarding job many times, and it can really be tough. And I just so appreciate you, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're tuning in, and want you to know that I'm available for you guys 24/7 with anything you need. You can go to Linda's Caregiver Connections. You can give me a call at 727-365-8383. Thank you so much for joining us today. Like our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. All you got to do is